The two types of rules when learning a language. There are two sorts of rules that govern languages, important rules and not so important rules, and knowing the difference can save you a lot of time and stress. The reason I call the rules important and not so important is because when you're learning a language, you should focus your attention on the important ones first. When you start out learning a language, your aim is to be understood. A lot of people want to be able to speak the language perfectly, but being understood is a wonderful place to start. The important rules are those rules that help you to turn your English thoughts into a foreign language so that somebody who doesn't speak English can understand what you want to say. The not so important rules also do this, but if you get them wrong, it won't mean that you're not understood. This might sound a little strange, so let me explain. An example of an important rule in English is that if you want to talk about the past tense, you should add the letters ed to the end of a verb. For example, I watched TV becomes I watched TV. I walked to school becomes I walked to school. I listened to music becomes I listened to music. This rule affects only the verb in the sentence, none of the other words change at all. This might seem like a small rule, but if you get it wrong, it can make the sentence mean something else completely, or it might not even make sense. If you say, I watched TV, it doesn't mean the same thing as I watched TV. So this rule is an important one for people studying English to learn. Another rule in English is if you put the word will in front of a verb, you'll get the future tense. I watch TV becomes I will watch TV. I walk to school, I will walk to school. I listen to music, I will listen to music. Again, this rule only affects the verb and nothing else in the sentence changes. If you get this rule wrong, it can make the sentence mean something else. So those two are important rules. But what about the not so important rules? In English, you can put a in front of any noun to show that there's one of something. There's a horse, there's a tree, there's a shop. However, there's a rule that states if the noun starts with a vowel, you should put an in front of it instead of a. There's an apple, there's an ostrich, there's an umbrella. I call this rule a not so important rule because if you happen to get it wrong, it won't change the meaning of the sentence at all. It'll simply sound a little odd, but you'll still know what the sentence means. There's an apple, there's an ostrich, there's an umbrella. All three of those sentences might sound a little bit funny to a native speaker of English, but the meaning of the sentence is still perfectly clear. Hence, the an rule in English is not so important. Of course, just because it's not so important doesn't mean you shouldn't try and get it right. If you get the not so important rules wrong, you will still be understood, but the person you're talking to will know you're not a native speaker. It's always nice to get things completely right, whether you have to or not, because there is no greater feeling in the world than when one of the locals in a foreign town you're visiting thinks you're actually a local too. A lot of language courses tend to start with the not so important rules, and this can tend to put people off right from the get-go. An example of this is in courses that are teaching a language that contains something called gender. Every noun in French, Spanish, German, Italian, and Portuguese has something called a gender. That makes them either masculine or feminine, or neuter in German. This has nothing to do with sexual gender, it's just a grammatical term. In many language courses, a huge emphasis is placed on getting the gender right, whereas in actual fact, rarely would a mistake in a noun's gender make it hard for another person to know what you're saying. I would say that most of the time, the gender rules are not so important rules. For example, in French, there are two words for a. Une is used in front of feminine nouns, and un is used in front of masculine nouns. The word for a house is une maison, because maison is classed as a feminine noun. Often, students of French get so confused as to how or why something like a house can be given a gender, and then they worry about mixing up the gender, which makes them worry about speaking and puts them off practicing their language. Yet, if for the rest of your life you went around saying un maison instead of une maison, nobody who speaks French would ever not understand you. It might sound a tiny bit odd to their ears, but chances are they wouldn't even notice. It's the same as somebody in English saying a elephant instead of an elephant. It might sound a little peculiar, but it doesn't change the meaning at all. Nobody would think you were talking about a giraffe. There's no point in worrying about getting the not-so-important rules wrong when you start learning a language. It's more important to try and get the important rules right. Another example of a not-so-important rule in many languages is the differences between many of the words for you. Many languages have more than one way of saying you. A word for when you're talking to a friend, a word for when you're trying to be formal, and a word for when you're talking to a group of people. If you got this wrong as a new learner of a foreign language, rarely would it cause you a problem. If you accidentally used the friendly form of you when you were talking to somebody you weren't friends with, it wouldn't cause an issue because they would know you weren't a native speaker, and so would make allowances. In fact, in most countries, the locals will be so impressed that you're trying to speak their language at all that they'll overlook all and every error you make. In my 3-minute languages courses, I introduce the important rules and the not so important rules, but I always say don't lose sleep when it comes to the not so important rules. If you panic too much about all the rules in a language, you'd never speak at all. It's through making the errors that we learn to stop making them. If you learn a language with 3-minute languages, you'll quickly see that rules are not really such a big issue in any form. Most of the time, you simply learn a few words and you can put them together without doing anything to them. Only occasionally do you have to fiddle with some things and alter others. I can tell you that in French, the word for fantastic is fantastique, and that's it. You don't have to think about anything else. If you want to say something is fantastic, then you know you just say fantastique, and that will never change. You've learned that. The issue arises when you want to put the word fantastique into a sentence. Here are just a few sentences that you can make with fantastique. La nourriture est fantastique. The food is fantastic. La nourriture était fantastique. The food was fantastic. La nourriture sera fantastique. The food will be fantastic. La nourriture sent fantastique. The food smells fantastic. La nourriture semble fantastique. The food looks fantastic. The word fantastic and the word fantastique don't change in either language. In fact, neither do the words the food or la nourriture. The only bit that changes in all the sentences I've just said is the word in the middle, and that word is called the verb. To make a sentence, you need a verb, and verbs are, for the most part, what the important rules in languages are for. And actually, even the important rules can occasionally be considered not so important. The most important thing is that you have a go and try to be understood as early as you can in your language learning journey. If the person you're speaking to doesn't quite understand, well, you'll know because they look confused or they have a blank expression or they might just shrug their shoulders, then have another go. Keep having more goes until you are understood. It's perfectly normal to be misunderstood when you're learning a new language. In fact, if anybody who has ever learnt a language tells you that they haven't been misunderstood, they're lying to you. Sometimes even the important rules can still make sense if you get them wrong. For example, if somebody meant to say, I spoke to Maria yesterday, but instead they say, I speak to Maria yesterday, the chances are you would understand what they meant, or you would manage to work it out in the end. So, as I always say, don't lose sleep and just enjoy learning a language. It should never be considered a chore or a pain to do. As soon as it stops being fun and enjoyable, stop and switch to a 3-minute languages course instead.